It's like they're writing a review for anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind regards, Tony.
The service they're asking for is so, like, they're like, and she, I asked her to suck my penis and she didn't.
Yeah. I said, don't forget the balls. And she did.
I was waiting over 40 minutes for the balls. By the time she got there, they were cold.
I don't want to be bothered.
G-Man.
Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Mario.
Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Wow. What? That's a terrible joke. That's horrid. I could kill a cow. Don't be rude to old people. Back to you, Matt.
I think I could... Again, it all depends on whether or not that fucking cow falls on me or not.
Woo, G-Matt. Yay.
Hello again, and welcome to episode 187.
Becky J, would you like anything from Woolworths?
Today's episode of the GMA podcast is brought to you by our merch. Whatever the teespring.com comes out. No, it's our merch. It's see the thing behind Ben? You can get that on a jumper. teespring.com/stores/therealGMA. Go get it. It's also brought to you by Warm Rooms and Many Shrooms. That intro is brought to you by me. Send your own intros to contact@therealgmat.tv. Submit them in the Discord. Send them wherever. And support us to get extra content at patreon.com/thegmatpodcast. Cut the music. Welcome, everybody.
Energy.
To the 187. Energy. It's like if we do...
We got it. We're doing it. We got it. Here we go. Anyone know Soccer Chants? I don't watch football. Here we go. We're going to do it.
Here we go. You're going home in the back of a divvy van.
That's all. No, it's going to be podcast related. It can't be about us being in the...
The podcast is going in a divvy van.
Let's just go straight to the game. Let's
play the game. Party time. Matt's here. Aiden's here. Beck's here. I'm here. Go. Here we go.
Back to you, Matt.
Down by your side, Aiden, down there, is a little whiteboard. Ben, you've got a whiteboard as well.
Oh, my God. Are we playing the marriage game?
We are.
Oh, I've always wanted to play.
Well, it's kind of the marriage game. I just sort of Googled questions for friends sort of thing. Like,
okay.
Who's most likely?
I love that I have a green one.
I didn't even mean to. Oh, look at that.
It's my favorite color.
What's that?
You all have to... Oh, do they rub off? Did you check this?
Oh, it should be on the back of the... It does rub off. So Beck doesn't have a thing, but Beck is an option.
Yep.
When we ask questions, well, Beck's going to ask us, I think it's like 25 questions. We just keep going to our board.
Jesus, I need a bigger board.
And then you just write who's most likely, blah, blah, and you write someone's name or you do something like that. Oh, fuck my milky boonsy. That's it. Do you want to get started, Beck?
Yeah, how do we want to do this? Want to like so how do you want to do turn them around for every question? I've never actually played this before. Yeah. So.
Right, we'll turn around, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Can we go until through we the rules style. Quickly? Because there's probably boomers listening who don't know what it is. I think we have to like all answer the same question on behalf of someone else. Is that the rules of
so
this one?
I ask the question, most likely to blank, and then you all write somebody's
name.
We want to hope that we all get the same.
Is it one of the three of us? Those are our options.
And Beck as well. And Beck.
Okay, Beck, Beck,
then,
Beck.
And then you will all turn it over at the same time, and then we'll discuss.
We wanna, I like this.
We want to hope we all get the same answer.
I can see in the mirror.
And then discuss. If we get an answer, if we all get the same, we get
I'll
a point.
This. Just don't look at mine, Ben. How about that?
And I have bad handwriting, so I need to tell you that from the start. So maybe you won't be able to distinguish between Ben and Beck.
Well, here's the thing. My writing looks like it's typed up and printed.
Really?
It's very... I studied calligraphy.
So I did a calligraphy
these
major.
These are not pre-prepared answers. These are handwritten by me.
That's pretty impressive.
And I wrote cum. So
wait, can we just all write cum just to see what we...
Oh, like but can I do
no,
it
no,
properly?
No, no, that's how you wrote
damn
it.
Damn it. Cum.
Cum.
You and I are pretty similar on the...
Let me see. Yeah.
Ben trained to be a doctor by the looks of things.
He's up.
He's up. Come up. All right.
Come by Benji.
All
come.
Right.
Come.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da, newlyweds.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys. It's so glad that we all four got married.
It's so glad.
I'm so happy that I found you.
Question number one. Are we all ready, boys?
Okay.
And then I might give like you a little countdown so you can all turn it around.
Oh, God. I have to write with a timer?
No, I'll just time it so nobody turns theirs around.
Oh, I see what you mean. Got it.
Question number one. Who of the four of us is most likely to forget what they told someone?
Oh.
Insert Jeopardy music here. Most likely to forget what they told someone. Has everybody got an answer?
I have an answer.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to write mine up. So
mine has a question mark.
And we're turning it around mine in too. 3, 2, 1, turn.
What is
we
all
read ourselves.
All think we're the most forgetful. How?
Well, only because I in the podcast that came out last week, which we filmed 2.5 moments ago, I forgot that I said I could kill a cow, but it'd take me 3 to 4 weeks. Yeah, and I also tell the same story all the time.
True.
The irony being, Beck's already asked us all these questions.
I would vote for you, Aiden.
Thank you, Beck.
It's okay.
Sorry, why would you vote for me?
I just think by volume, you talk the most, so you have the most chance of not keeping track.
I agree.
All right, question number two.
Not talking for the rest of this fucking podcast.
Was that lots of fun, everybody?
I'm already enjoying it.
Number two, who is the most likely to forget where they parked their car? All right.
Just a guess,
Turning it around in 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
What did you write?
Me. Okay.
Yeah, all right, G-Matt. I was tossing up between G-Matt and me.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm forgetful, but I'm not sure about that one.
Car. It's definitely Matt. Oh,
yeah, I thought it was Matt, G-Matt.
Are these all forget questions?
No. The next one.
Who gets?
Well, I'm going to forget everything.
Question number three. Who is the most likely to get punched in the face?
Oh, that's very clear.
Wonder if this will be unanimous.
It's all right. It
better
be.
3, 2, 1. Show me Aiden.
I didn't take it. Sorry.
Very, very.
For the same
funny.
Reason as before, as well.
You Why? Because I just fucking talk all the time. Especially when I get drunk, I get so obnoxious. I once convinced a guy at a bar that I was playing Willy Wonka in the city.
Oh my
but
God.
But we were in a brewery in Frankston, and I was like, it's my day off. Come. Go tomorrow and ask for me at the door and I'll have 2 tickets waiting for you. And he added me on Facebook and then later on in the night.
You gave him
bar,
your real name?
Yeah. I was pissed.
Oh, yeah, true.
He came over and he was like, you're not playing Willy Wonka. And I was like, I am. And all my friends were like, no, you're absolutely not. And he was like, you fucking lied to me. And then it was a problem. So I understand that response.
I'm not yet, but you'll see.
I'm Willy Wonka, just not on the theater.
I know most people are like, I told this guy to fucking back off or something. And you're like, I told a guy I was playing Willy Wonka.
Yeah, he was stepping to me. I said, you don't want this, pal. Came up to me. I was like, I am Willy Wonka. You don't know.
Okay, question number four.
Uh-huh.
Who is the most likely to get robbed?
I've answered.
All right, 3.
Oh, no, fuck. I'm changing my answer.
3, 2, 1, 10.
Beck.
Yeah, I said Beck as well.
That's fair.
Oh, I feel like statistically,
this is I put Matt. No, I put Matt and then rubbed out very quickly. Matt and put Beck because you are a thief's wet dream.
Aww.
Yeah.
You're also my wet dream.
Oh, come on, guys! You all have to have a smiley face on your thing.
I changed mine.
Beck. Okay. Yeah.
Number 5.
Mine looks a little evil.
This feels like another gimme. Most likely to get shouted at by their parents?
Oh.
I'd like to see my parents fucking shout at me. I'd lock my bedroom and I'd never talk to them.
No, that's can't be right. No, that can't be right either.
All right, we need words on paper, boys.
Sorry.
Fuck,
yep.
fuck,
I've got
no,
it.
No, I'm going with that one.
I've got it.
3, 2, 1, turn them over.
Aiden?
Avon.
See, I would have said me.
I'm doing them upside down so I can flip it like this. And I'm
who the hell is Avon?
The showmanship.
I would have said me, but I think you spend more time with your parents.
I spend more time with my parents, but we don't really yell.
Were you just telling us yesterday about how your mum says, if I want you to talk, I'll kick your kennel or something?
She's never said that to me.
I thought you said that's what she says to you. Or were you doing a bit?
I was doing a bit.
Okay, no, that's fine.
I thought you said that about your mum.
No, I said, but my mum says, if I want to talk to you, I'll speak to you.
That's because somebody said to me, somebody
that's
said,
good stuff. That's funny. It's a turnaround. That's interesting. If I want to talk to you, I'll look you in the eyes.
If I want your opinion, I'll give it to you, is what I learned yesterday, which I thought was very funny.
Mm.
If I want your opinion, I'll give it.
If I want your opinion, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
It's just like, ooh, fuck. I'm so, Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Question number 6. Yeah. Who is the most likely to get stuck in a bathroom stall or an elevator? Seem like different contexts to get stuck in.
Oh, that could be the worst handwriting I've ever done.
All right. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Matt.
Me.
Wow.
Ben, you're writing in Cyrillic.
Unanimous.
Yeah.
Letters at heart.
Struggling over there.
Ben's really come a long way this year.
I'm actually dyslexic.
He's reading and writing.
Matt, have you ever actually been stuck in anything besides a big tub?
Stuck in He's like the big earthquake over in the States. It's like any minute.
I got stuck in an elevator with Bruce and his sister.
Oh.
I remember.
That was upside down, Matt. My butt.
And I was panicking on the inside.
Yeah, it's you a really panicking, don't like
it's
those.
A, and it's inducing
no,
state.
I hate elevators. But Bruce's sister, thankfully, was freaking the fuck out.
So you felt like you were normal.
I had something to take my mind off the fact that I was freaking the fuck out. I thought I was going to die there.
Look, guys, if it collapses and we fall 40 stories, that's what happens, okay? No, you just gotta not worry about it.
You just got to jump at the last second. That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Most likely, I like this one, most likely to get the whole gang in trouble.
Oh.
Answers now, please.
Yeah, I think I'm going with this. I'm sticking with it. I'm also very proud of my handwriting on this name. Incredibly proud.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, turn him.
Ben.
Aww. I vote Ben as well.
100%. Yeah. I'd get myself in trouble, but I wouldn't rope you into it.
Feel like we'd be walking down, having drinks somewhere, and you'd be walking in the street, you'd see someone across the road, and you go, hey.
Yeah.
Nice shoes. And then we'd all get like, something like that.
We get fucking jumped from every
angle.
What
are you angle? Playing, Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, you listen to me.
Number 9. Who is the most likely to get offended by a joke?
This is a tough one. I'm going to pretend for the next couple of seconds.
Doesn't specify what kind of joke, but I guess it doesn't matter. 3, 2,
oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
1, turn them.
Becca Aiden.
Oh, you can't say 2.
Why?
Oh, I guess so. There's no rule.
We're tied.
No, I
broke the system.
Ben, Beck, Aiden, Bruce. I said Bruce instead of me.
Aiden and I were the top contenders.
100%. And also, how dare you?
And another thing. Okay. Most likely to get drunk and say something they regret.
Still a race.
Oh, it's Aiden with an A, folks. Say something they regret. Yeah, that's, yeah, I mean.
Can we just all agree we're going to write Aiden?
Yeah.
And
there it is.
I'm getting really good at doing an upside down though, so I want to.
That's fair.
I don't say that much stuff I regret.
3, 2, 1, turn.
Stop with the E's. What? Enough with the E's.
I didn't even notice.
It's really hard to do upside down as well, so I'm quite proud of myself.
Fucking give me this shit.
This is an interesting one. I don't think I know the answer to this one.
Okay.
Most likely to go a week without a shower.
Ooh.
I know. It's true.
It's definitely not.
If you say me, I swear to fucking God.
Oh, it's definitely not. Shit.
You good?
I think.
3, 2, 1, turn them.
Beck.
That's, what the fuck?
Yeah, but see,
you just don't talk about showering.
Yeah, I've never heard you say you've had a shower.
Oh. And I just assume because he has so many, there's no water left.
Also, I don't think you'd smell.
Explains why I
think you'd just go, if you had a staycation, you'd be like, fuck it, you know?
I YOLO. Shower quite often.
Yeah, I shower every day. I don't know where that comes from.
Oh, fuck, brag about it. Wow.
Okay.
Just out of the four of us.
Yeah, sounds. I guess.
And it's less likely to disrupt your day-to-day activities. You know, we will stink if we walk past people on the same
day. Oh, I guess that's true. I need to shower because I smell like a man.
Yeah, it does take a lot for me to actually inconvenience people. Okay. Who is the most likely to go bankrupt?
Huh.
3, 2, 1, turn them.
Yeah, I was couldn't decide between me or Ben. I can.
Well, I guess mine not really, because I can't for another 3 years. So I'm off the books. Wow.
I declare bankruptcy.
I think it would be you, Matt.
Yeah, well, I mean, we both have a spending problem, I think.
Well, you've got the scooters now. There's nothing left to spend money on.
What scooters did you buy?
That's an old stupid purchase.
The old scooters, yeah. I don't buy too many things other than food.
You're walking around scooterless.
I am walking. I do not scoot anywhere.
You don't have a electric drum kit for no reason?
No. Well, there's no reason. You play it.
Yeah, but it's not even mine. It's his. He bought it for a lot of money, and he doesn't even use it.
Jesus, Benjamin.
I'm a good friend. What can I say?
And he's got all those guitars that he never plays.
I play them at least once a day.
Every single one?
Not all of them, but I've had days where I'll sit there and play for a while and cycle through them all.
Okay.
Do you think you've
got your money? I'll probably play, if I've got time, probably two a day.
Sorry, I apologize.
Well, apology not accepted.
Next question.
It's my blowjob face.
Who is the most likely to post a topless picture on their social media page?
Fuck, that's a rough run for everyone. I don't know if anyone's going to be doing that.
Oh, I think somebody kind of makes it.
I forgot who was hosting the podcast.
Out of a living, yeah. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Aiden. Ow!
Yeah.
Aiden.
That's also my
That doesn't
my
say vote. Aiden.
Fuck, it wrote me.
Definitely not. Definitely not 80. Not little 80! Also, in Dying Light, the main character's name's Aiden, but it's with an E. And I know, right? Like, who the fuck did they
think? Isn't it weird? Do you think that people are talking about you because the spelling's the same and everything?
I'm going to pretend like you
what
didn't
was
say
it, what were our answers for Get Offended by a Joke again?
Whom is the most likely to go skinny dipping?
Skinny dipping?
Mm.
Well, it's only Ben, really.
No, what about Beck?
Oh, of course.
Why is that?
He was talking about it.
Oh,
a chunky joke.
Yeah. Tummy. Genuinely, though, I think it will be that person.
3, 2, 1, turn it.
Only because they're in love. Gross.
Oh. Oh,
you think? Is that what you're into?
Oh, I know.
You like skinny dipping?
No.
That says BQN. What is that?
What is it? Boating, quishing.
Namping.
Namping, there you
Never
go.
Stop quishing.
Quishing!
Okay, who is the most likely to fall asleep during a movie?
Ooh. Oh.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Ben.
Who did you say?
I said Ben.
I've never really watched a movie with Ben all the way through. He always falls asleep.
I've napped next to you with the TV on a lot though.
Only because I fall asleep a lot when we were playing video games a long time ago.
Remember when we were playing? What were we playing?
Kingdom Hearts.
No. When we were playing Fallout, when you fell asleep and I was just walking into the wall for ages.
It was Fallout. Matt turned around and he's like, "You need to go home." And
I was in like, the tower.
Yeah, I probably do.
But his thumb was still pushing.
Fucking hell.
Who is the most likely to be a terrible detective?
Huh, can we do...
Three, two, one, go.
Becky J.
Yeah, that's probably...
Oh, that's a good call.
That's probably about right.
Why?
Well, I just imagined, like, you'd go into a, like, a crime scene, and they'd be like, oh, we have two suspects. It's this woman called Jenny Callahan, and it's this other person called Gregory Stopp. And you'd be like, I know Gregory. He's a cunt. It's him.
You reckon?
Greg's looking at me funny. Put him in jail.
Put him in jail right now.
No,
you reckon
I'd
be better than Conan O'Brien?
I think yours, because you think you can just rip a cow's tail if you've clearly got no grasp on reality. Won't be able to order facts at all. So.
Or like you go in to the interrogation room. And you go in, you walk out. Like, he ripped a fart. He put him away.
It's him.
I remember him. I was getting sushi one day. And he just stood in front of me. Clearly a psychopath in jail.
Let me ask you a question, sir. What time have you ever been to old people?
Spell my name. an E, just as I expected.
Let me ask you
justice
this.
Justice is served.
You're trying to park your car in a parking spot, but I want that parking spot. What do you do?
This is a fucking throwback.
All right.
That's a throwback. That was a fucking... Well done, Ben.
Thank you. Yeah, I got the memory. I got the memory going.
All right.
Who's got the best memory?
Who is the most likely to be a bully?
Oh.
I feel like that one's obvious.
Do capitals matter?
What?
If I put it in capitals, does that mean it's more like, hello?
Maybe.
Lowercase is very simple.
Yes. 3, 2, 1, yo.
Stop that. Stop it, I said.
Yeah, I vote Ben as well.
What about, yeah, I mean, like physical bully.
Yeah, when like you actually are bullying
poking school? Me in the tummy and stuff.
No, what about mental bully?
Well, I think you're more of like a, you going to wear that?
So, I would, you know, never what I mean? Do that. Ever in my life. I'm not mean to people about what they wear or old people. I like this game. I like this game a lot.
Just so I could know that I never physically intimidated anyone in school. Either of the schools.
Why are you looking at me like that?
No matter who school? Says or kicked me out.
Who is...
Or Juvie.
Juvie.
Who is the most likely to be sad over an animal's death?
Not Aiden. He's the one fucking killing him.
Well, shit.
Shit.
Shit on my deck for a second. I don't know the answer to this.
All right, 3, 2, 1, flip them.
Beck.
Interesting.
I said Ben and I drew a little shuggy.
Definitely Ben.
Down the bottom.
Really?
Did ya?
I tried. I ran out of time.
You guys have a leg up. Poo with hairs on it.
It's shuggy just falling to sleep forever.
Oh my God, Matthew.
See, he's upset now. I just was proving my point.
So I was talking to Sienna because, you know, oh, I don't know if I can say. Well, her job, talking about getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, what about a shugie? I'm like, that's probably the closest one that I would ever get. But I'm like, but then one day, she's not going to be around. I'm still going to have it. I'm going to have to see it every day.
Yeah, and you'll remember.
That's a beautiful gift. It's the memory.
I've drawn shugie for you, Matt.
But that's the same for people who get their family members tattooed on them. Same principle.
Yeah, but those people are fucking idiots.
Next question.
I draw shug. Is that a better shugie than Matt's?
Is that the back or the front
fucking
of her?
Fucking hell.
What do you mean?
It's like a prolapsing asshole, the face.
It's a dog out here. She's old.
It was one time when my pa was unwell and he had an infection around his crotchal region.
Oh dear.
And I said, how is it? And he goes, my dick looks like a piece of raw lamb. Oh. That's what I imagined his dick looked like.
My dick looks like oh, all purple and veiny.
Put a sprig of mint on there. No worries. Who is
Fidel Sprig?
Most likely. Who's most likely to be the Grinch on Christmas?
To play the Grinch or
just be a Grinch?
Be a Grinch. You said the Grinch.
I don't know the answer to that.
All right.
Nothing.
Jot those answers down.
Dead air.
3, 2, 1. Do it.
Beck.
Why?
Ben.
Why me?
I don't know.
I do Christmas the carols heavy. Every year.
No, yeah, it's you just true. Like singing. It's hard. It's hard because that's...
If I did the carols for Easter, you'd do the carols for Easter instead. To be fair,
I do hate Christmas because my family makes it miserable.
That's hate Christmas.
That's kind of what I was thinking about where you were just like...
The Grinch who stole Christmas.
I want to like it. It's just that it's never good.
Yeah. Aiden's fucking loves Christmas. You get the family and all the seafood, and Ben's like a Latin American mum. It's like, da, 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 da. She fucking loves Christmas. Yeah. And I like Christmas, but I think more than you. I love Christmas, but.
Yeah, I want to like Christmas. So I guess that's probably accurate.
Yeah.
I want to help you.
Who is the most likely to eat a whole pizza by themselves in half an hour? These question writers don't know us.
Can we vote everybody?
Yeah, I feel like
in half an hour,
everybody could probably
easy
crush
a pizza.
I don't like pizza that much.
Oh, it depends if like because I get a small pizza from that place and I'll smash that.
Yeah, I'm changing my answer.
Change it quick. 3, 2, 1, go.
Ben,
most days.
Yeah.
You smashing a whole pizza most days?
Big time.
It's carb loading.
I don't know where it all goes. All right.
You only eat bulk. I do. That fucking dump truck.
Wow. Beep, 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 boys, backing it up.
You ever seen him sit on a fucking chair?
That looks guy like could kill a cow, if you know what I mean.
Looks like he's sitting on a water balloon.
He's perpetually got an exercise ball for a seat.
Squishes out the sides. You can go and smack it. It makes a noise.
All right, this one might start some fights.
Boy, older world, skip it if it's going to really
start. No.
Come on. Let's
get some action. You've got the power in the end.
Just ask the question, and then if it's really terrible, we'll say no.
You'll know if the podcast takes a very different energy in about 15 seconds with a hard cut that it wasn't a great question. It didn't go down well.
Matt probably get annoyed, and it's never me. It would never be me to get annoyed.
All right. Who is the most likely to elope with a lover?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, this is an easy one.
It's, yeah, I'm not worried about
that. All right, three, two, one, go.
Ben.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Did you elope?
Well,
I said it the other day. Know. I said, I guarantee you're going to be like coming with a ring. And I'll be like, what happened? You say, oh, me and George, when we got married.
Yeah, so
I interpreted that as like running away with somebody else. That's what I thought that question meant, but maybe not.
No, elope is like we're in love, but we're not getting married here.
Yeah, but elope with a lover is like, I don't know, I assumed
who's
secret
the
lover.
One, who, yeah, which that one makes sense, actually. Which one of the two of us is going to...
If you just said elope, it would be with the person you're with, but if it's with a lover...
Yeah,
then
I think the question is like,
that.
Who's going to run off and...
Oh, anyway. So we think Matt's got a secret mistress and he's going to go and get married,
yes,
is that what you thought?
I think that's what it means.
Oh, I would never bring up Olivia in front of you.
Who's Olivia? Her name's Tracy. See, I panicked in
both
that joke.
Both unsexy names.
Yeah.
Tracy and Olivia.
Yeah, right. Her name is Cassie.
Oh,
I guess that
boy.
Could be a sexy name.
No.
Her name's Barbara.
All right.
Cassandra could be.
Me and Coral are in love.
Coral.
Coral.
Fiona and I.
All right. Two questions left.
Oh.
Who is most likely to fail a math test?
You're giving away the answer, Aiden.
All right. Three, two, one.
Oh, really?
Interesting. I would have said me.
You're a good option too.
I dropped maths in year 10.
It's hard because I only think about the, like when you said it, my brain just goes to a decision and I'm like, because Aiden and I were talking about maths ages ago.
I dropped maths in whichever one's after year 9.
Classic.
Thanks everyone. It's been really great to be here.
Guys, I'm so sweaty. My whiteboard is getting stuck on my
How head. Sweaty are as you?
It's so sweaty. I poured a McDonald's coffee on me just to cool down.
Oh, that would be terrible.
I'm so sweaty. If
how sweaty are you?
How sweaty am I? If
how
I took
sweaty
off,
are you?
If I didn't have any clothes on, you'd be like, fuck, you're sweaty all everywhere in areas that you don't want to be sweaty. Oh, and wait. You could look at my clothes and be like, oh, look at all sweat on them clothes from when it's coming out of his body.
I'm so sweaty.
How sweaty are you?
How sweaty is he?
It would be like I got out of a sweat pool.
Pool of sweat.
Matt's
how sweaty,
sweaty.
Hang on, no, no, how, sorry, how no. sweaty are, wait,
how
I'm so
sweaty. How sweaty are you?
I'm sweaty.
How sweaty are you?
So sweaty that if I went to the supermarket to buy like a kiwi fruits or something, people are like, oh, what's that? What the fuck is that smell in the fucking fruit area? And the fruit, and it goes all the way down near the meat, but it's mostly strong near the fruits, especially near the kiwis where that fucking guy is. Fucking stinks, smells like vinegar and like
vinegar.
Old... deodorant and his ass looks wet. Justin is asked what where he would be sitting on, like it's like a like an upside down love heart pattern, and that smells particularly bad. And there's a little brown stain, like a vertical stain, right in the crack of his ass. And I don't think that's how the pants are made, because I've never seen pants with a stain like that. You can get some with stains on the front, maybe even the back on the legs, but I've never seen pants with a stain like that. And also the stain is kind of wet. You can tell it's not part of the fabric. It's not dyed into the fabric. Can you please kick him out of the store?
That's how sweaty he is.
I'm so sweaty.
How sweaty are you?
I'm sweaty. Beck.
Final question, everybody.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Who, I ask the room, is most likely to become the president or prime minister, I guess? Not who you think it should be. But who's most likely?
I don't think it should be any of us.
All right.
Wait.
Three.
Wait!
Two. One. Go. Oh, what does that say?
Says Aiden, I'm charismatic as fuck.
I think Ben would just sort of accidentally.
What did you say, Ben?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
I think he'd walk. I think he'd walk into the room and just. And
am I the PM? Fuck's sake.
Fucking hell. I thought I was.
You're gonna like scum.
Did you vote for me? I said don't.
We went into the room and somebody else is definitely going to be. It's not going to be you, Ben. Don't worry. We're voting leadership and it's not going to be
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to go out here and eat some of these Doritos. You let me know what happens.
So should it be Ben? I don't know. One time I saw him buying kiwi fruits.
I swear to God, he shit himself.
Well, that was good fun.
I think we should always do whiteboard-based activities.
You want to show us the picture drawing?
I will once it's finished.
It looks like a stop motion person's face. Yeah.
This is the type of drawing I do in my space.
You had that perfectly lined up with your face just then. It was really good. You want to do a little dance for
it's
us?
A thumbnail.
That's comedy right there.
I was thinking about...
That's us.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about that time we looked at strip club reviews.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And I went on another hunt and found some more.
A good example of that is it was good given its proximity to the station.
I read that same one. Mm. I was
that's
like,
the,
oh, I've read
the
this one.
I remember.
I won't share the name of the club, obviously.
Holy fucking shit.
But this one is a brothel and strip club.
Ooh.
Complete waste of time and money. I paid $200 for and in return I got zero. A rude male receptionist and girls just pass the time. Girls charge extra but don't offer good service, especially Jasmine. So guys, no need to go with Jasmine.
That's always Jasmine.
Yeah, and then my favorite bit about that one.
She's not some prize to be won.
There's another review that's like, these girls charge too much and don't offer a good service. Especially Jasmine.
Oh, another one.
Jasmine.
What are you doing, Jazz? these girls don't offer good service and don't give what? Good service.
Don't just give a good service. I don't know what that means or what that entails, but I assume it's sex.
Yeah, things, or Jasmine's the cook.
She's really slow with my spring rolls.
So I fucking ordered a Palmer and she just...
I ate chicken there and now I have a fever.
Yeah. Good on you, Jasmine.
I usually don't write reviews, but the horrible experience that I received 21st of November from a short, white, 23-year-old girl, Bridget, has forced me to write this. Just what I like about all these reviews is how, like, it's like they're writing a review for anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind regards, Tony.
The service they're asking for is so, like, they're like, and she, I asked her to suck my penis and she didn't.
Yeah. I said, don't forget the balls. And she did.
I was waiting over 40 minutes for the balls. By the time she got there, they were cold.
As Forceman write this, just to save your future customers being victimized at your place.
Oh, boy.
As a loyal patron, I booked this girl for 30 minutes after paying $150.
$150 for 30 minutes.
That doesn't seem like a lot, does it?
Well, that's a booking fee.
$150 for 30 minutes.
And she booked her.
How do you know so much?
After paying $150. So it's the booking fee.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Fucking MasterCard's gone through the roof because of COVID.
I booked this girl for 30 minutes after paying $150. And as soon as she enters the room, she demanded an extra $50 for the so-called girlfriend experience, which I did not want. Since I did not budge into her act or her scam, she asked me to proceed without touching her while showing her. Anyways, this one's gross. The thing about this review was the $150. I thought that sounded really low. But you think he paid $150 and then...
I thought it was.
Sorry,
just,
Matt. I was joking.
Okay.
I don't fucking.
I think
know.
Sorry, it's too. It's too minutes, hot.
It is.
30 minutes is. I have no idea.
It seems low.
I've never had to pay for a human being before. I don't know the answer.
And you can get that fucking. That
well,
should be on your CV.
You're paying for a human being when you go to Subway. You're not making your own sandwich.
I'm paying for the sandwich.
You're not making it though.
Yeah, but I'm not getting the person as well. Yeah. Imagine like here's your sandwich, and would you like me to sit and eat that with you? No.
You get them to make it though. You're paying for them for their time. Or Mickey D's when you go there. You're like, Happy Meal please. Well, they're back there. Go and fucking get one.
I guess I've never paid for a human being by themselves.
You ever hired a clown?
Myself? No.
Beware, guys.
Hired for me.
Sorry.
Yes, I have had clowns hired for
Bring
me.
Bring me three clowns. Don't tell them why.
I saw a story of who's the kid? Cole Sprouse?
Yeah.
It was telling a story about the weirdest birthday he's ever had. He and his mates went out for a birthday to a bar, and he hired three clowns to come and just be with them. Mm. But the goal of his friends were to not acknowledge that the clowns were clowns and just drink and just chat with these people, and they were dressed fully as clowns, and they got kicked out of the bar.
Really?
He was told he was killing the mood. He had to leave.
Some people don't like clowns.
Yeah.
He said, which is a little douchebag quote, but I kind of liked it, where he said that they kicked us out because apparently we were killing the vibe. And he said, we are the vibe.
Yeah. I forgot that bit. That's fine. Gross. He also said once that his wallet would kill someone. The weight of his wallet. He doesn't seem like the coolest guy.
Okay.
Beware, guys. Do not choose Casey. She's extremely rude and will ruin your whole day. The way she speaks makes you extremely disappointed and you feel like leaving the place immediately.
Your whole day.
She's completely robotic and gives false information. I paid for half hour but fed up with her and left in 5 minutes. I didn't even ask for a refund because I'm ashamed to say what she did to me.
What on earth?
She
looked at me. Fucking Jesus Christ.
1-star review under bad Islamic management.
Why did he say
what? And that's got a thumbs up, by the way. And someone's like, yeah, I agree.
It is bad Islamic magic.
Oh, so that was the end of the last one. We're not going into that one now.
No, that one was by itself.
No, that one's a single review. It said under bad Islamic management. Okay. Here's one, which is a 5-star review. And it says, any Indian women working? Question mark.
I love it in the reviews.
Which one? Is that a good best proximity to the station?
No, that. There's a few more reviews for that place. Worst experience ever. Bridget is probably the rudest person I've ever seen in my life. Definitely do not recommend. Ariel is another rude one. She regularly checks her phone while in bed, but still not as bad as Bridget. I feel like you should. That's fine.
To check your phone?
You're paying a human being to, you know, do sex stuff with you.
I feel like if you're paying for the girlfriend experience, that is going to be checking your phone.
It's 100%. You have to say the same thing twice. What? I wasn't listening. Fucking hell.
Make sure you don't book these two if you don't want to ruin your mood.
Checking the phone, be like, I fucking hate your mum, you know. Your mother's such a bitch. Every time we go over there, she talks about how shit cooking is. And then it'd be like, could you please? Ugh, nah, not tonight. I have a headache.
Yeah. Go away. Could you please? If that's how you're asking people, well, could you please?
I paid for a service. Oh, that's what it is now, is it? This is just a service. Okay. That's all this is? Wow.
Wow. I made you potato salad tonight.
Not tonight, because I'm going to see my friends.
This place is cheap. This is a new place, by the way.
Oh, okay.
This place is cheap and dirty. After meeting 3 ladies, only I asked, is there any more? The receptionist told me that a fat man like me should be happy with anything I could
get. Shit.
That's where it sounds like it's written by a sailor.
What?
What is the first sentence?
This place is cheap and dirty. After meeting 3 ladies, only I asked, is there any more?
This place is cheap and dirty. Only after meeting 3 ladies, I asked.
Asked I.
Are there any more?
Awful women looked lifeless. The manager, Joe, was ranting about QAnon and the COVID conspiracies.
Fucking Joe, finger in the pulse.
Now we're back to that club, the train station club.
Which club?
The train station club.
Oh, okay. Fuck, well, table's moving.
This is a weird... Girls were barely wearing any clothes and music was... This is a strip club, by the way. The girls were barely wearing any clothes and music was too loud. There should be a dress code as some outfits the girls had on were extremely inappropriate.
At a strip, huh?
I had to cover my son's eyes.
Like they were supposed to go to like an Italian restaurant. They just got the address wrong by one.
This is a
this is highly inappropriate. Kids, cover your eyes. You cover those up.
The palmers are so chewy.
That one
is very funny.
That was, it stuck out. To complain about having, new place, by the way.
Oh.
It's a new place. I went like that and Adam went.
No, I was like, I didn't do it because of you. I was like, new place, please.
The Asian female receptionist you have there has to go. That's it. Poor experience.
Not
even
why?
No, just get rid of her.
Get her out.
Poor experience with a petite Malaysian one. A petite Malaysian one.
That is just so written by a guy with big glasses and a horseshoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, the petite little Asian
one. I don't know. I went out and I had a petite little Asian one. She was shit.
If you're in a bad mood or unhappy about something, please don't take a job. I never come back to this place again. There are 3 shops in 4 or 5 square kilometers.
And I know them all, baby.
They know me, Big Tony.
Just the fucking demanding. If you're unhappy, please don't take the job.
Just don't take the job.
Oh, this one was good. I remember this one because there's a response from the owner. It says, "Hi, Neil. I remember you as it was 2:30 a.m. and you came in and took her for a 20-minute booking. In that 20-minute booking, your demands were too steep for the time limit, thus putting the girls under stress. That's not good for either party."
You can't too fit steep. 1 hour into 20 minutes. It's your problem. Fire her.
I want you to suck each one of my toes for 10 minutes each. You only have 20 minutes. I said fucking do it.
Do it.
God almighty. And he would have as well. Just like Matt.
Strip club, no good. Staff are very demanding that 1 minute equal 1 minute. Will not be back.
And I know because there are so many other strip clubs nearby. I went in. Girl did not let me see little piggies.
Come on, little piggies. Came here a few times. Now got herpes. Even they say they are tested. It's just a piece of paper. Do not trust it.
Do not trust it.
Oh, better at home with your wife.
Oh. Funny that.
That's it.
That's oh it. My God.
It's better at home with your wife.
We have herpes at home.
The herpes at home wife.
Oh my God. Wow. I was asked recently a question by a mutual friend of ours.
Oh, yeah.
That said, he said, picture this. You're dead. You wake up. No, you don't wake up because you're dead. You
unless
fucking hell, you're dead.
You were zombie.
Unless you were zombie. You're dead. What did the police find up your butt that killed you?
I have to. Have
you. That's how you died. You died of up butt something. What did they find up your butt that killed you?
Cold hard cash.
Cold hard cash.
Yep.
Beck.
Oh my God. Her entire form?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Beck's entire form in your asshole.
Trying to get up there and work you like a robot.
Water.
Two water. Weeks. 2 weeks.
What?
Did you see Total Recall?
I don't remember 2 weeks from Total Recall.
That's the main bit of the whole movie. You're not talking about the Colin Farrell one, are you?
I think I might be.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I remember Triple Titties.
They did that in the 2012 one.
They did that in the general one. Triple titties. But you don't see the titties. You see the actual titty titties when you see the...
Oh, big time.
Do you see the nippies?
Yeah, it's Paul Verhoeven. He's all over it.
You need to see triple titty nippies. Triple nippies.
Triple, yeah. I think that lady did another movie as well.
She doesn't have triple titties.
There's a lady with triple titties in the industry.
What?
No, she was in the... yeah, she's done other movies, but they just CGI.
It's
they
not a prosthetic?
Green screen out the
That's
third
titty.
That's
not a deformity you have.
It's a prosthetic, isn't it?
I can't remember.
This woman has triple titties?
Only in
She must
movie.
Be old now. That's not a problem. Triple titties.
Cool. I've got a good end. There's a guy I was doing a Airtasker job for. And he was the worst. It's
did
been
he
like
have triple titties?
No, he didn't. He did. Damn. Just two. It was like a $150 job, and it's taken me like 3 or 4 weeks because so slow. It was just basically teach him how to use editing software, upload to YouTube, make his YouTube channel.
Shouldn't have been too hard. Man.
No, different guy. He lives in Queensland, and so I'm having to send him tutorials. But on like day two, I realized it was like if I said I'll drag and drop, take the file from there and put it onto the desktop. He's like, "How do you drag?" And I'm like, you hold the left click on it, you move it. It was that bad.
Wow.
And at one point, like when I was getting he sent me a message once where he was like, "Haven't heard from a few days, mate. This is really turning me off. You and Airtasker." And I was like, "You're a fucking old demanding prick." Because I was doing all this shit for him in the meantime.
Not worth it.
No. Well, I mean, at that point, I was so far and I was like, I just want to finish the fucking job. But he was like, I sent him the tutorial and I was like, it's an unlisted video. So you can only access it with this link. And he's like, "Doesn't work." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, aren't links usually purple? Like, I can't click it. And I'm like, "No, it's AirTask because you can't share links. So you have to type in the link." And he's like, "Doesn't work." And he sent me a picture and he's like, "What am I doing wrong?" And he's typing the URL into the Google search bar.
Oh my fucking
And I was
God.
Like, up one. And he got in there and he worked out in the end. Anyways, he's been really rude and really shit. And so I made his YouTube channel. And when you make a banner for a YouTube channel, it's about this big.
Mm-hmm.
And then on a desktop, you only see the middle part.
Yeah.
And then on a mobile phone, you only see that part. But you've got to upload it as the big one. You can only see the big one on the telly if you put YouTube up on the TV. And so I put something in his.
Oh, did you really? You hit it?
Where did I put it?
You fucking hit it? Did you put a penis? Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Don't put the spaghetti guy in the bottom left corner.
Oh, that's very funny.
So that you can only see. But, so if anybody watches, see, no one will ever look at it on a television.
So you can only see the like the name.
Just
in the
that middle.
Middle
strip.
Oh, that is sort of thing. Sensational.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I wasn't supposed to do that. That was not a part of the job. Because I was like, he's like, can you do it? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, I'm not a graphic designer. He's like, I was like, I can do something. And so I just did that. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to put the spaghetti guy down there.
That's very funny.
I was going to put like a subscribe to the Real G Man or something. But I was like, nah, let's just leave it so I don't get
I think spaghetti into- is hilarious.
And that's what I are. That's it.
Well, I think I'm out of my frame now, but I think it's very funny.
Thanks for watching the podcast, everybody.
Thank you.
I'll put that picture up now. I'll blur out the guys. Blur out the guys' fucking business.
Blur out the business.
Hey, it's GMAT here, and don't forget, if you enjoyed that episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show over at patreon.com/thegmatpodcast. The post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the main podcast where we wrap things up and talk about anything we didn't have time to talk about. $3 a month and cancel anytime. We are a community-supported podcast, so your support over there funds the show and makes it easier for us to keep doing what we love. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/thegmatpodcast.